The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our CARE Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back to Valley Falls, Kansas, everybody. Good to have you along with us here this evening for our man Joseph, producing and engineering and handling the heavy lift into the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside as we get set to go to the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader. It is the guys' turn. An exciting girls' game coming down to the very late moments of the contest as JPN comes away with a win in that one. Here in game two tonight, as the public address announcers introducing the starters, Valley Falls hosts Jefferson County North. For the visitors, from JCN and head coach Corey Knoll, the Chargers come into the game tonight at 12-6 on the season. They are 10-4 in the Northeast Kansas League, and they're going to be starting Andy Baker, the junior, and four seniors, Connor Kearns, Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, and Calvin Manville. For Valley Falls and head coach Caleb Gansmeyer, well, Valley Falls is going to be starting kind of a mix. You got senior Zach Evans. You've got junior Hayden Kearney. You got sophomores Colin Kearney and Flint Seymour. Yeah, you got a freshman out there, Damian Cervantes. So for Valley Falls, a less experienced but similarly successful group, again, 8-5 at a conference. Valley Falls 11-6, JCN 12-6. You can't get them much closer than that. Now, these two teams met earlier in the year, and it was a 58-36 win in that one for Valley. Here we go. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and the Chargers are going to pull it down. We're underway. Jefferson County North at Valley Falls. Driving in, McAfee dumps it over to the right side, kicks it into the edge to Connor Kearns. Back to the free throw line, into the hands of Andy Baker, and a defender reaches in to slap it out of bounds, and it is going to be called a foul. The crowd groans. Coach Gansmeyer with kind of a tilted head glance at the official, and the first foul of the ball game is going to belong to Zach Evans. And we're literally 16 seconds into the game. Chargers are going to bring it in from their baseline. They'll go to the free throw line, stepping inside Andy, goes up from about 8, missed it. Rebounding it down. Here come the Dragons. Valley Falls. I've seen them a bunch this year. First time I've seen them in the white uniform. I always see them on the road somewhere. We just had them at Effingham the other day. And a big Dragon win. Well, they're here tonight at the home whites with gold and black lettering a trim. For Valley, for Jefferson County North, it is those traveling Kelly Green with white. Here's a driving layup. It's going to be up and good. And tell you what, in Effingham the other night, Flint Seymour, huge game. He's going to start it off here tonight. He has Valley Falls in front, 2-0. Round to the left side, the Charger. Three-point shot is up and off the mark. Manville looking for the rebound, but it's going to escape and get out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. Just a minute 10 into the game, 2-0. Valley Falls in front off the Flint Seymour shot. These teams are down, can you believe it, down to the final week, next week of the regular season. Substates will be here in a moment. And, of course, the substate for these guys going to be back at JC, and they're going to be hosting it in Winchester. Here's a three for Cervantes. Won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Manville. Calvin up the floor. Kicks it over to the right side to Grady. To Calvin. Back out on top. McAfee. Goes three. Off the front edge of the rim. No good. Donna Puzzle is going to rebound it down. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Dragons with the basketball, leading it 2-0. Cutting into the lane. Seymour shot. Rejected out of bounds by Andy Baker. Flint ends up on the floor. No foul called. That was a huge block by Andy Baker, who is a big man out there. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter, and the inbound is going to be way out at midcourt. Valley Falls is going to rescue it. Topside with it is going to be Hayden Kearney. Hayden, if you're looking at your program, is sporting the number 13 tonight. If you follow Valley Falls, you understand that that rotates. An inside six, a runner off to it, a high and up and in and good. How about that? Another couple of points for Zach Evans. Valley Falls breaks out on top now 4-0, a couple of minutes in. Over to the left side, McAfee goes into the lane, puts a shot up off the block. They're going to call it for a travel. Now, I'm going to tell you that officials are going to see differently what I see a lot of young players do. Carson is one. He plays a lot of basketball. And they go with the, they call it a Euro step. Sometimes it looks like an extra step. They swear to you it's not. But old officials, I'm going to be honest, like, and old guys like me sometimes think it's a travel. That official saw a travel in it. Now, quickly, Valley Falls puts a shot up. No good. J.C. coming back up court with the basketball. 5:20 to go and rolling along in a low scoring opening quarter. And just 4-0. Valley Falls in front. Here's Grady Knoll. Kicks it back over to the left side. Connor Kearns. Top side, McAfee. Little bounce pass over to the right side. Defender reaches in, deflects it, knocks it away. Here comes Valley Falls back up with a loose basketball. Zach Evans for the Dragons takes it to the top of the key. Skip pass over to the left side to Damian Cervantes, the freshman point guard. Inside 5 minutes of play in the opening quarter, 4-0 still. JCN hasn't gotten on the board. Here's a shot from the left. It's going to be blocked away. Here come the Chargers. McAfee brings it down. Goes in. Goes up and charged. So the offensive foul on Carson will be his first. And it's going to be the first team foul of the game by Jefferson County North. So each team with one foul. And we've got 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in a really low scoring opening quarter. Game moving pretty quickly. Again, nearly halfway through the first quarter. It's 4-0. JC with no points on the board quite yet. Here's a feed back over to the baseline left. Stepping inside, trying to get a shot away. The defense for JC gets up there in a hurry. Comes back off on top to Hayden Kearney. Little right-hand dribble. He'll back away toward the middle. Skip pass over to the right side to Colin. Back on the left side to Hayden. Kearney's out on the floor, both of them. Here's a fadeaway from the left side. Knocking it down. Hayden Kearney, he's the third Valley Falls player to score, each with two in his 6-0 Dragons. And we are exactly 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The feed inside to Baker. Andy kicks it back on top, nearly gets away, but a good effort by Carson McAfee to save it. Over to Grady, back to the right side. Connor Kearns steps in, goes up, missed the shot, draws a foul. He's going to get free throws. Official's going to make his way over to the scorer's table and let us know that the foul is going to be called on Colin Kearney. It will be his first team foul two by the Dragons, and Jefferson County North will put Connor Kearns at the free throw line. Jim gets quiet. Connor throws it right in. So Kearns will have his first and the first point of the night for Jefferson County North. It is 6-1. 3:47 to play, opening quarter. Both free throws are good. 6-2, Valley Falls. Back up with it becomes Cervantes. Top of the key, driving left. The dish across is batted away and saved. And the shot goes up and in, and it's a plus one as Baker got behind the play. Good job by Colin Kearney of realizing his defender was a little bit out of position. He went up with a kind of an off-balance shot. I think Morris expected just to draw a foul, but and a good break for him. He knocks it down. and draws the foul. So Andy Baker picking up foul number one. Colin Kearney with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, the bucket plus one. He's left-handed. His free throw rolls on in. So Colin Kearney with 3 points. It is now 9-2. Valley Falls with 3.5 to go. That scoreboard is wrong. It's 3:28 to go. It is 9-2. Back over to the right side. They'll look to the middle. And now Jason just working way outside four-corner offense. Here's a three from the left. It is wide to the right side. Does not hit iron. Goes out of bounds on the fly. Jason not starting off very well. Chargers trailing. 9-2. Here's a runner on the other end that misses. Rebounding go back down. Jefferson County North. Flying up the court. Driving in. Manville. Shot up. No. Rebound. Pulled down by the Dragons. Coming up the floor, Hayden Kearney. To Zach Evans. Gives it to the right side. McAfee does a great job of stepping in front of the pass. Steals it away. Chargers bring it up the court. Chase Sheehan back down the floor, working now in front of the Valley Falls bench across the way. With the ball topside, it's going to be Calvin Manville. Gets it over to Grady. Knoll dumps it off on top. Ethan Knoll has come into the game now. Ethan is in for Andy Baker. Here's a shot from the top. McAfee won't get it to fall. Rebound saved by JCN. The pass to the baseline left. Manville will go for three and hit it. First bucket from the floor for JCN is a three-pointer for Calvin Manville, and it is now 9-5. They fixed the scoreboard. It is now correct with 2:10 to go in the opening quarter. Valley falls into basketball. It's going to be knocked away. He's taken by Connor Kearns, and as he had given up the basketball, Hayden Kearney reaches out to try to steal it back, and they're going to call him for his first foul. Had he not reached out, I would tell you that Calvin was going to go to the other end of the court, and it was going to be a little showtime shot for him because he was going to be the only guy on that other half of the floor. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is 9-5. Valley Falls, and JC has got the ball. Chargers have brought Eli Weiser into the game. Eli goes left side to Connor, to Carson, into the lane. He'll go in. Nice hang time and a shot off the window, but good. Carson McAfee's first point. It's now 9-7 and a one-possession game with a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Jason has scored 5 in a row and has cut that once 7-point lead down to 2. Minute 20 left in the first. The dribble pulled up on the left side, trying to get rid of the ball. Valley Falls trapped on the far sideline, but they're able to just in the nick of time to get it away. Zach Evans with it. He'll pull up for the long jump shot. It is up and good. Give him a 2, I believe. Yes, Zach Evans for the long 2. 11-7. We'll see how lucky that is for one of these teams tonight. We're down to the last minute of the first. Oh, JCM with the basketball, right side. Weiser back to the left to Calvin. He's over on the elbow, straight across from the free throw line above the 3-point ring. Comes out on top, McAfee. Carson changes hands with the dribble, goes into the lane, dumps it back behind him. Ethan puts a shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out, cleared away by Hayden Kearney. Here comes Valley Falls, outlets it up the floor, looking for the fast break to Colin Kearney, but the pass was out in front of him and out of his reach. And it will get away and out of play. Back it will come to Jefferson County North. 38 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Checking back into the game for JCN is going to come Andy Baker. 34, 33, now 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chargers with the basketball trailing by 4. Weiser goes right side to McAfee. He'll dribble toward the top, kicks it out above the ring to Connor Kearns. Back over to the right side to Carson. Plays off the screen, goes into the lane, gets tripped, falls to the floor, and they're going to call him for a travel. A defender had his foot kind of sticking out, and as he went around him, Carson got tripped up on the guy's foot, and he falls to the floor. The official makes the call immediately, and Chase Dean is going to give it back to Valley Falls. 12 seconds, 11, 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Now they'll get it across midcourt. 6 seconds to the free throw line. Give and go into the middle of Holmes, batted away. Slusitz rolling around on the floor. Kick back. 15-footer at the buzzers. No good. And that is the end of the opening quarter. It was a little wild, a little out of control, but it's still very close. After one in Valley Falls, Kansas, Jefferson County North trails the Dragons 11-7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
You can hear the tunes from the Valley Falls High School pep band in the background, and we welcome you back again to Valley Falls, Kansas, set to go to the second quarter of tonight's boys high school game. It's the 11-7 Dragons in front of Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody. Valley Falls led in the opening quarter by Zach Evans with 4, Colin Kearney 3, and 2 apiece for Hayden Kearney and Flint Seymour. For JCN, 7 points, 3 of them belong to Calvin Manville, and 2 each, Connor Kearns and Carson McAfee. The ball comes in to Valley Falls to begin the second quarter. We're back underway. Valley going from left to right across your dial here in the first half. Here's a 17-foot jump shot pulled up. No good by Evans. Gets his own rebound at the free throw line. Did not get boxed out. Brings it back out on top to Hayden. Hayden Kearney with the left-hand dribble. Now crosses over. Cuts back to the right. Guarded by Connor Kearns. Skips it over to the far side to Colin Kearney. Right now, Valley Falls players all way above the three-point circle and trying to open up a little space in the middle. You've got Damian Cervantes within a step of midcourt. He'll kick it over to the left side to Zach Evans. And Valley Falls being really patient. They're in no hurry, taking their time, leading by 4. Here's a little pull-up jump shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Valley Falls. They'll feed underneath, and the shot is going to be in. Colin Kearney has 5. 13-7. Valley Falls in front, 6:50 to go in the first half. JCN down 6. They have been down by as many as 7 earlier in the game. Now the Chargers are going to go very wide to the right side, similar to what we saw Valley Falls do. They kind of open it up. Here's Manville with it off the block. No room. Over to McAfee for 3. Gets it! 3-point shot, Carson McAfee. And he leads Jefferson County North with 5 points. It's now 13-10. 6:20 to go. So if Carson hits that 3, I'm going to take a little moment here to say hey to Grandma Ice. Glad that you're doing well and glad that you're tuned into the game tonight. Happy to have you joining us here on Care Radio this evening. We'll be around for a bunch of the games. Here's a shot up on the outside. No good. Rebound to go back down. JCN. Yeah, we're going to have JCN again next week when they're at ACCHS. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. No better basketball fan than Grandma Murray, I'm telling you right now. 13-10. JCN trailing with the basketball. They'll try to go into the middle. No room. Back Kearns. The 3-point shot left side off the mark. Rebound tipped out. Manville's going to save it, and the Chargers are going to reset the offense. Calvin has it over in front of the Valley Falls bench. 5.5 to go in the opening half. Backing in, Andy, the big guy, travels with the basketball. Andy Baker, he is just big and broad-shouldered and takes up a ton of space in that lane. But sometimes you just don't want the 5 handling the basketball a lot. You certainly don't necessarily want the 5 driving the basketball. And Jason is going to turn it over. Here comes Valley Falls back down, leading by 3. Running shot high off the window, no good. And a rebound swept away by Grady Knoll. Jefferson County North back up the floor with it. Manville kicks it over to the right side. Grady Knoll is out there. Back out on top to Connor. Running a little, kind of almost a motion type offense. Here's Ethan with it. To Calvin. Back to Ethan. With 2 defenders around him, he'll shoot off the window and doesn't get it. Shot doesn't drop. Colin Kearney rebounds it. Valley Falls back up the court, leading it by 3. Top of the key, Colin. Shoots from 8. No. Rebound, JCN. Ethan Knoll with the board. And Carson McAfee's going to walk it up the floor. Takes a little look over his shoulder at head coach Corey Noel, gets the offensive play, and here comes the Jefferson County North offense. 4.5 to go in the opening half. It is a 13-10 JC in lead, and what continues to be a pretty low-scoring game. And now a shot from the left side with the left hand up and good, Calvin Manville. 13-12, Valley Falls down, leading it by one. And we're 4:15 left in the first half. And as that ball gets across midcourt, Coach Gansmeyer for Valley Falls takes the timeout, and we're going to take a break here on Care Radio. Timeout on the floor, just over 4 minutes to go in the first half. It's Valley Falls 13, Jeff North 12.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
I'm going to tell you what, here at the Valley Falls High School Gymnasium, it is a standing room only crowd day. We are packed in here tonight. I mentioned during the ladies game, they're going to have the little kiddos doing halftime routine dancing and stuff, and that always draws a great crowd as well, it should. So looking forward to enjoying that. We'll see, hope that a lot of the crowd sticks around for the second half. Right now, it's a great ball game, 1 point lead. The home team is up by 1 3-point shot for the Dragons, no good. Jason sweeps down the rebound and up with the board, and up the floor with it is going to come Calvin Manville. Calvin taking it down the right side. 3:40 to go in the first half. Ethan Noel way out left to Eli. Weiser back out on top to Grady. Here's Carson McAfee with it. Swings it from side to side in front of him, and Jason will work around the outside again. Over to the left block. Back outside. Back and in. Spinning into the lane. Falling away from about 13. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Fought for Eli Weiser. Great hustle by the junior to clear down that rebound. And the Chargers are going to keep it alive. McAfee goes into the lane, dishes it left. The jumper, yes! Carson the assist, Calvin with the bucket, and the Chargers have their first lead tonight. It is 14-13, JCN up one. 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Valley Falls not having much luck here in this quarter. JCN has outscored them. What, 7-2? Here's a feed to the right side. The shot off the window and in. And Zach Evans ties the game. No, let me fix that. Zach Evans puts Valley Falls back in front by one at 15-14. Here's Ethan Noel for JCN. His follow-away shot, it's good. Ethan Noel, his first points tonight. 16-15 at JCN. Right back up by one as these two teams are just trading the lead back and forth. 2:20 to play in the first half. Here's Cervantes, Damian, gets it to Zach. Evans goes baseline left to Seymour. Flint back out on top, and the Dragons work the ball right now primarily on the left side. They haven't crossed over to the right side of the lane in a long time. 2 minutes to go in the half. The lob out on top. Cervantes with it again. 1 foot in the center circle. Left side, Evans. Minute 50 to go in the half, and Valley Falls is showing great patience handling the ball. For some teams, it's just hard for them to be patient, to work the ball, and not try to force something. Well, Valley Falls has done a good job here, and now as the pass comes in toward the middle, we have a reach and a whistle and a foul on Jefferson County North. The foul is going to be the first in the ball game for the Chargers, Eli Weiser. And are you ready for this? Over 6 minutes into the second quarter, that's the first foul in this quarter. Valley Falls has none, and JCN now with one. On the inbound, the shot up and missing. McAfee's going to rebound it down, and Jefferson County North is on the run. McAfee drives to the middle, now kicks it over to the outside with a three-point shot, is up and missing. And Weiser coming out with a rebound is going to be fouled by Hayden Kearney. No, wait. I thought he had gotten fouled by Hayden Kearney, and now we're having a double foul called. No, now they're going to switch it and go back the other way. Okay. The foul is going to be on Hayden. The official break is fused. You can hear the yelling in the background. That was a JCN crowd. Unable to understand just how that had happened. So that's correct. The official came over and waved his arm and said, okay, let me get this right. It is not a foul on JCN. It's going to be a foul on Hayden Carney for Valley Falls. JCN on the inbound. It's up and good by Ethan Noel. Chargers go up 18-15 with a minute 20 to play in the first half. Cervantes with it on top. This is the largest lead of the game for Jefferson County North. They have trailed by as many as 7 already tonight, but now are in front by 3. We're down to a minute to play in the first half. The ball nearly batted away on top, but rescued very nicely by Valley Falls in the driving layup. Up and good by Evans. Evans with 8. The Charger lead cut to 1 at 18-17. Topside, McAfee around to the left. Goes to Ethan Noel. Pass in the middle is going to be loose. It's bouncing around. It's going to be picked up. Zach Evans brings it down. Crosses over. Kicks it right. The shot by Damian. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up and in. Is there a foul? No. It's going to be a foul against Valley Falls. And these officials are going to put some gray hair on these two young head coaches' heads. Wow. That foul is going to be the second by Colin Kearney. And we've got 25 seconds left in the half. Here's Carson McAfee. Goes into the lane. Kicks it back. Is that a charge? Yeah, that's what they're going to call. So as Carson drives into the lane, he's going to kick the ball outside, but a defender stands in, draws the contact, and Carson will be called for his second foul. And now he's going to come out of the game for the first time tonight. Carson McAfee has not been off the floor until right now with 20 seconds left in the half. They're getting everybody set. JCN has taken Carson out for this last 20 seconds. And Valley Falls coming up the floor with the basketball. They're looking to take a lead at halftime. They're down by 1. 15 seconds, 14 in across midcourt comes Damian Cervantes. 10 seconds, he's still out in the center circle. 7 seconds, still out there. Kicks it over to the left side with 4 seconds. The ball's loose with 2. Evans is going to throw up a prayer at the buzzer. Not even close. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Valley Falls, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you. Heading for the locker room. JCN 18, Valley Falls 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all 6 rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
Going to have it back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas, where all the little kiddos getting lined up down to the ends, best part of the night, you know, and the grandparents and everybody's here to watch them. But I tell you what, the fans are being pretty well entertained as well. And by the way, Joseph, we're going to take an extra little bit of time here because of all the fun, you know, stuff going on, and they've added a few moments to the halftime clock. What a great game we have had. The fans are going to want to stick around for the second half of this one. Valley Falls leaped out to a lead early in the ball game, got up 6-0, got it for a 9-2, took a 7-point lead around the middle of the opening quarter.
JCN battled back, down by 4 at the end of the first quarter. And then a second quarter that saw JCN roll up, 11 second quarter points? And they go into the locker room leading by an 18-17 game. It's been just that kind of contest. Second half, going to be fantastic. Here's the scoring right now. First of all, 4, Jefferson County North, the visitors, led by Calvin Manville with 7. 5 points in the first half for Carson McAfee, 4 for Ethan Noel, and 2 first half points for Connor Kearns. For Valley Falls, 8 points leads the way. Zach Evans, 2 buckets, 4 points in the opening quarter, 4 points in the second for Zach Evans. It was a 5-point half for Colin Kearney, Hayden Kearney, and Flint Seymour, each with 2. Look at the fouls. There have not been a lot of fouls called in this game. For Valley Falls, Colin Kearney and Hayden Kearney each have a couple of fouls. No one else with more than 1. For Jefferson County North, Carson McAfee has 2. No other JCN player with more than 1 foul. So that's kind of how that is all shaken out going to the second half. Free throws, haven't seen many. There have been a few fouls called, not a lot, and free throws have been kind of hard to come by. Valley Falls' Colin Kearney is 1 of 1 at the line as he completed a conventional 3-point play. For Jefferson County North, it is Connor Kearns, 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Shots from the outside, almost non-existent. Valley Falls has not hit a 3 yet this evening. And for Jefferson County North, 1 3-point shot hit. That belongs to Carson McAfee. We're going to take a bit of a break. Halftime of the guys' game. Opening game of the night, it was a win for JCN on the road here at Valley Falls. We'll see what the second game brings. But right now, it's intermission here in Valley Falls, Kansas. And with the halftime score, Jefferson County North 18, Valley Falls 17. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you a fun time halftime.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with 2 for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get 2 Alaska flounder fish tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable.
Care Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on the morning show. We love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's careradio@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early as 2 weeks in advance or as late as the night before. Be listening for those birthdays and anniversaries every morning around 6:55 and 7:55 on Care Country 93.7.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We will return to the JCN Valley Falls boys game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as they are on the road at Mount Mercy. Join us at high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. Tuesday evening, we've got JCN at ACCHS. Join us from Effingham as Tom will have the call for the game about 6 to 6:15 in the evening. For the girls' game, the boys should take to the court sometime around 8 or so. Wednesday night brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball for their last scheduled home game of the season. They will be playing host to Grandview. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to SportsLook, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook is brought to you from the Care Country Studios, and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we will have ACCHS on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Join us about 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving, on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at girls' finals, we had Jackson Heights beat McClouth 41-8. It was Hiawatha defeating Royal Valley 41-27. Holton topped Sabetha 45-28. It was a good night for Hanover as they beat Troy in the girls' game 37-28. Donovan West topped Lynn 57-48, and Axtell had a 48-43 victory over Blue Valley. In the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the JCN Lady Chargers with a 52-point victory over the Valley Falls Dragons 43. In boys basketball, at the half, we had Jackson Heights at 33 points to McClouth's 15. Royal Valley had 31 points to Hiawatha's 19. Holton was sitting 35 points to Sabetha's 19 at the half. Lynn had 24 points to Donovan West Boys 17. And in this game right here, we're separated by 1 point. It is JCN sitting at 18 points to Valley Falls 17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Our chief meteorologist, Bill Spencer, bringing the forecast and the fun to the morning show. Wiggles in the jet stream, is that something
yes.
they taught you in meteorology school?
Yes, all the students have to get up in front of class and wiggle, and whoever wiggles the best gets the Jetstream Award. That's how they kept the classes interesting. Thermodynamics can only go so far.
Catch Weather Talk with Bill Spencer, weekday mornings at 6:45 on the Care Country Morning Petting Zoo.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 48 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 29. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 36. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 27 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 16 out there with the winds out of the north northwest at 13 miles per hour. Relative humidity 67%, the dew point 18 degrees Fahrenheit, and barometric pressure on the rise at 30.38 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a few moments.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msCnews.net. That's msCnews.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half. Both guys' teams are back out of the court, getting warmed up, and it is as close as it can get. 18-17, Jefferson County North in front of Valley Falls. Welcome back, and many thanks to our man Joseph in the studio, taking care of us at halftime, kind of catching us up on things and stuff. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and no, that's not a first quarter score. 18-17, that is what it is at halftime. You always wonder why. When you have a relatively low-scoring game, and this one certainly is that, why is it? Why is it low-scoring? Personally, I like to try to think the defenses are just really playing really well. Sometimes the fact is that the ball just doesn't want to go in. Sometimes the fact is that the teams aren't playing as well as they are able to or have in the past. And right now, though, I think that it is really, really good defense. And I think it's maybe the team pressing a little bit because both of them realizing the importance of this game. Again, JCN is 12-6. Valley Falls is 11-6. You're getting ready to go into sub-state. Those records matter for seeding and other things. And this game is big for both of these teams. That said, we're set to go to the second half. See how it goes. JCN puts the ball in play, and we're at it in the third quarter. Charges with the basketball, and JCN is going to have their original starting five out there. It's going to be Andy Baker, Connor Kearns, Grady Noel, Carson McAfee, and Calvin Manville. And now the ball's going to be stolen, driven to the other end of the floor, and Damian Cervantes lays it up and in and gets his first point of the game. He has put Valley Falls back in front, 19-18. 7:25 to go in the opening quarter, or in the third quarter. Wow. Did not take long. One mistake, one error, and a good team like Valley Falls is going to make you pay. Now the pass underneath, they're trying to get it inside to Andy Baker, and we're going to get a foul called. Officials headed out there, and thought maybe that ball had just
gotten deflected, but that's not the call. It is going to be the third foul today by Colin Kearney. That's a big one. It's a big five for Valley Falls with three fouls. The ball comes in for JC, and out on top is going to be Calvin. They'll feed underneath to Andy, going right back to him. And there's a double dribble, both hands on the basketball, and JC is going to turn it over on the error by Grady. A minute gone in the third quarter. 19-18, Valley Falls by one. The ball put in play for the backcourt, and Valley Falls with Hayden Kearney handling it. He's going to bring the ball into the forecourt and swing it over to the left side to Flint Seymour. And the feed underneath, and there's Zach Evans for a quick two, and Zach at 10 points. 21-18. Valley Falls has come out of the gate quickly in the third quarter and outscored JCN 4-0. Chargers going to run a little motion back out on top. Gets it to McAfee. He'll slide down to the right, feeds it across for Baker, who didn't see it coming, turns it over, and here comes Valley Falls back up court. Dragons with the basketball, leading it by three, 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Back in Cervantes, loses the handle. It's going to be picked back up by Grady. He'll go in, dump it back left, jump shot off the mark, rebound underneath. Calvin won't miss that follow. Manville with nine. Leads JC in his scoring. Makes it a 21-20 game. Down to 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. If you think this game's not coming down to the last half a minute, I believe you're wrong, because it's going to be that kind of game. These two teams want it so much. They're both very good teams. Here's a ball fed to the left side of the free throw line, and the dish across the lane. The bucket is up and good, and a plus one. The bucket for Flint Seymour. And again, we saw Flint have a career game at ACCHS last week. It'll be the first foul of the ball game for the Chargers, Calvin Manville. And each team has one third quarter foul. Eli Weiser coming back into the game for Jeff North and head coach Corey Noel. Also back in is going to come Ethan Noel. The free throw is up and no good. It is 23-20. Flint does not capitalize on a free throw opportunity. Chargers with the basketball. Weiser's going to have it up on top. Kicks it over to Manville. Between the circles, McAfee. Around to the left side, it goes to Connor Kearns. Feeds underneath. Ethan backs away. Shot high up off the window, but no good. And a rebound to Valley Falls and Colin Kearney. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Back up with it, Valley Falls. And Hayden Kearney weaves over to the right side. Feeds it to the block. Now a backdoor shot to push in the back. The bucket's up and good for Flint Seymour. And the push in the back is going to add a free throw. So Flint Seymour just kind of camping out on that left side of the lane, just down by the baseline, waiting for something good to happen. The foul is going to be the first for Connor Kearns. And before the free throw, head coach Corey Nola, JCN, is going to take a timeout. Joseph, we will enjoy a break. What do you say? Timeout on the floor. We'll come back to a free throw with 5:21 to go in the third quarter. It's now Valley Falls 25, Jeff North 20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Seconds to go in the third quarter, so there's still a lot of basketball to be played. Flint Seymour has made his presence known here in the third quarter. His free throw is up and no good, but a rebound is going to be tipped out. Cervantes picks it up, throws it in the air, and we're going to get an offensive foul call. That is an interesting call. 5:16 to go. That call was made from midcourt, so Cervantes, who I thought had hit a magnificent shot, it was going to come to the line for one. In fact, now he's picked up an offensive foul, and it's a 25-20 Valley Falls lead. Here's McAfee into the lane, feeds it over to Eli, misses the layup. That was a beautiful pass by Carson, but couldn't get the finish on the other half of it, and the pass across the floor is going to be thrown away by Evans. He was looking for Flint down at the baseline, but Flint had already begun a cut toward the basket. He was not there when the pass arrived. It's going to go out of bounds and back to JCM. Charger basketball, 4:50 to play in the third quarter. 25-20. Valley Falls has the lead. McAfee will have it on the right side for JCN. Comes out on top to Weiser. Around to the left side, that's going to be Ethan with it over there. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Pass comes out on top. McAfee charges, doing a great job moving the ball around. Haven't taken a shot. Now it'll be put up by Ethan. And another one high off the glass. And again, it won't go in. Ethan's got the right idea. It's getting that close shot high up off the window, but it's still got a little too much on it and bounces out beyond the rim. And up with it will come Valley Falls. The feed to the right side, and Seymour for two more. Flint Seymour, 6 points in the quarter, and Valley Falls has outscored JCN 10-2 here in the third. They lead it now 27-20. 3:47 to go in the third. Here's a three for Weiser off the mark. Rebounding it down to Zach Evans. Zach pulls it down, outlets it. Here comes Cervantes. Damian goes in coast to coast, drives, shoots, and scores. Chargers need a timeout. It's 29-20. 3.5 to go. And JCN not taking a timeout. Coach Nolan's on his feet, hands on the hips, watching his team. McAfee skips it over to the left side. Cervantes slaps the ball out of bounds. JCN lucky he did not get fully in front of it and steal that away. Chargers are going to make a switch or two in personnel, bringing Grady Noel back in. So you've got Grady and Connor Kearns out there, Ethan Noel, Calvin Manville, and Carson McAfee. Those are the Charger five. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. JCN has only 2 points here in the third. Here's the shot. Manville, no! Rebound, Valley Falls. It is a 12-2 third quarter, Valley Falls. 2:50 to go in the third. The drive into the lane, the shot, up and in. That bucket belongs to Hayden Kearney. 14-2 in the quarter. And the Chargers now trail by 11. 2.5 to play. Back over to the left side is JCN, Grady Noel out on top. Manville or McAfee will go for three, and it's going to be well off the mark. Go out of bounds on a bounce. JCN is going to bring RB Tweed in. So RB comes into the game. Kearns and Grady and Ethan, Carson McAfee and RB Tweed are the JCN five. Valley Falls still has Cervantes, Evans, Kearney, Kearney, and Seymour. They have made no substitutions in the third quarter. And now the cross-court pass is going to get away and go out of bounds across the way. 2:06 to go in the third quarter. And again, head coach Caleb Gadsmeyer for Valley Falls has made no substitutions, sticking with his starting five. 31-20, up 11. And now JCN is going to turn it over. Just a little innocent pass on the right-hand side and no focus. The ball gets away, and the Chargers were finally going to take a timeout and see if they can't circle the wagons a little bit. They're in a bit of a problem. We're taking a break. Joseph with a minute 57 to go in the third quarter. It's right now all Valley Falls. Dragons 31, Chargers 20.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
coming out of the timeout. Here's a driving shot down the left side. It's up and good coming out of the timeout for Valley Falls, and they continue to add to their lead. It's now 33-20. Welcome back, everybody. JC in 2 points in the third quarter. Around the outside it goes. Chargers with the basketball. Trying to find something good to happen. Here's a runner by Grady for two. No. Rebound, Valley. Here come the Dragons. Back up forward of the basketball. And they'll take it to the right side. Running shot is going to be blocked away and knocked out of bounds. It will be Valley Falls basketball coming into their offensive end. Minute 17 to go. Third quarter. 33-20. Game that looked like it was going to be close to the end. 3-point shot, Cervantes missing. And that's one thing that Valley Falls has not done. They've not depended on the outside shot. In fact, they haven't hit an outside shot tonight. And we've got a minute to go in the third quarter. Running down the court. The shot is up by McAfee. And it's no good. He comes down with a rebound and is able to kick it out of bounds off a Valley Falls player. It'll come back in to Jefferson County North at their offensive end with just inside a minute to go. Here in the third, Carson brings it in. His bounce pass is slapped away by Zach Evans. And again, JC will be putting in a play at the baseline. We're going to get our first Valley Falls substitution in the third quarter. Checking into the game is going to be Grant Meyer. And now we're going to have an offensive foul on JCN. Calvin Manville picking up his second foul. Both of them have come in this quarter. JCN's got three third quarter fouls. And with 50 seconds to go in the third, here comes Valley Falls with a basketball. They'll dump it over to the right side. Cervantes for three. It does not go in. Rebound to go down, Jeff North. Here comes McAfee up the floor. Start to the right, drives to the left, goes in, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line for two. 35 seconds of play in the third quarter. A third quarter dominated by the Dragons tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Jefferson County North, it'll be Carson McAfee. Carson with a 2 in the opening quarter, a 3 in the second, hasn't had a free throw yet tonight, and that first one rolls around, it's good. 6 points for Carson this evening. 1 more shot for the JCN senior. Sends it up and perfect. 33-22. And we're at half a minute to go in the quarter. Depth court pass for Valley Falls is going to be slapped out of bounds into the scorer's table. Dragons are going to be putting it back in play right at midcourt. Up 11, up a moment ago by 13. It has been a huge Dragon third quarter. 16-4. Here comes Zach Evans. Valley's probably going to run this thing down. Look for a final shot. Why wouldn't you? Up already by 11. No reason to rush. No time clock to push things. Out on top of it is going to be Hayden Kearney. He'll start right, drive left, starts down the side of the lane, kicks it down to the baseline to Flint. 6 seconds, still plenty of time. Backing away with it is going to be Hayden. He'll go right side. Little bunny hop knocks it in at the buzzer. And that is the end of the third quarter. Valley Falls red hot and have stretched the lead. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. Dragons 35, Chargers 22.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Well, after an opening half that saw neither team able to put much on the board, and an opening half that was close, a 1-point game midpoint of the contest,
Third quarter is entirely different than that. As Valley Falls outscores JCN 18-4 in the third quarter and go to the fourth quarter with a 13-point advantage. Valley Falls led in scoring by Zach Evans with 10. 8 apiece for Hayden Kearney and Flint Seymour. 5 for Colin Kearney and Damian Cervantes with 4 for JCN. It's Calvin Manville's 9, followed by Carson McAfee with 7. Ethan Knoll 4 and Connor Kearns the other 2. We're underway. Valley Falls has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter, and we're back at it. Valley will drive it down to the baseline right. That's going to be Flint Seymour with it. Skips it over to the edge. Cervantes goes all the way to the baseline. Lobs it back off on top. Half a minute into the second or into the fourth quarter. They're taking plenty of time. Here's a shot at the baseline. It's up. It's good. And plus one. Give the bucket to Colin Kearney, his 7th point of the game. The foul is going to be on JCN. It'll be the 3rd tonight for Calvin Manville, the 1st of the 4th quarter. And the left-handed free throw for Colin is good. 38-22. A 21-4 second half right now for Valley Falls with 7:20 to go. Here's a little cross court. Charges with the basketball. Calvin into the lane. Back out on top. Carson hands it back over to Connor Kearns. Comes topside to Grady Knoll. Little one-handed scoop shot. Not even close. And a rebound to Valley Falls. Kearney comes down with the basketball. And here's Zach Evans up the floor. 6:50 to play in the game. For JCN to come from behind in this one, it's going to take some kind of fancy doing. And the ball's going to be batted away. It's going to be saved by Valley. Stolen back by JC. And here come the Chargers. 2-on-2. Look away pass left side. McAfee puts up a short jump shot. Won't drop. And a rebound cleared away by Hayden Kearney. Valley Falls taking it back the other way. And we're going to get a timeout? Yes. No. We're having a warning. The fish who was in front of the Valley Falls bench was not real happy with what he was hearing, and he has issued a warning to the Valley Falls bench, and now Coach Gatzmeier taking a timeout. He's going to talk to the other officials, pleading his case, because the official that called that, he's not having any part of him. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. 6.5 to go in the ball game. It's all Dragons right now. Valley Falls 38, JCN 22.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounderfish tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with 2 for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get 2 Alaska Flounderfish tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Coming out of the timeout that was precipitated by a warning on the Valley Falls bench, we've got 6:32 to go in the ballgame. And the Dragons in front, 38-22. It'll be Valley Falls bringing it in, and Cervantes gets it into Flint, and the shot is up off the left side. It's good, plus one. And Valley Falls now on the verge of just running away with this game. The foul is now the 4th on Calvin Manville. The bucket is good for Colin Kearney. That is his 10th point of the game, and he's coming to the free throw line. Calvin will come off the floor. Ethan Knoll comes back in for him. The left-handed free throw, perfect. That makes it a 41-22, 19-point lead for Valley Falls with 6:20 to play in the game. Out on top, Ethan loses the handle. Driving down the court. The driving shot. Good. 2 more for Zach Evans. It's 43-22. Now a 21-point lead. And we're 6 minutes left. Driving in. The shot for the Chargers just won't go in. It was the right shot. It was the right setup. Just wouldn't fall.
It is not the Chargers' night on the road here. The feet over to the left side of Valley Falls, pivoting with the right foot. It's going to be Colin Kearney. Comes back out on top to Zach. Evans smartly puts it back into the hands of the freshman point guard, Cervantes, and allows him to run the offense, take a little time. Now he's going to drive in, miss a layup, and J.C. coming up with the basketball. We're 5.5 to go in the ball game. McAfee from the left side, the rainbow. Three is good. McAfee from way outside drops it in, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break with Coach Noel with 5:26 left in the game. Valley Falls 43, JCN 25.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
.526 to go in this one here tonight, and tomorrow there's going to be more basketball on Care Radio. Yeah, Joseph, come on in. You can start off in the morning and, you know, have Carl, the Carl show, although it's really not Carl, but his daughter's doing a great job, and all of that stuff in the morning, and then let's have some basketball midday. What do you say? The Benedict and Ravens are going to be at home tomorrow. Two regular season home games left, and it is going to be senior day in the Nolan. 12 noon for the ladies game, the guys game at 2 o'clock. Benedictine hosting Mount Mercy. Join us on Care for all of that. Coming out of a timeout, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, and they're going to take some time off the clock. We're down to 5 minutes to go. Hayden Kearney been dribbling the ball this entire time, guarded by Grady. Now he's going to get it back to Cervantes, and that is Damian. Goes to Zach. Evans comes into the lane, brings it out on top. Cervantes puts up a runner. Surprised to see it go up, and that's not what Coach wanted at all. And it's going to be JC in basketball as they pull down the defensive rebound. Pass inside for RB, but batted away. Saved by McAfee. And as he step on the sideline, yeah. 4:33 to go. So the Chargers are step on the baseline and back up court with them will come. Valley Falls. RB Tweed out of the game and Jason a little smaller, maybe a little faster. They bring Ethan Noel in. We're going to get Jeff North also to go to some full court pressure on the inbound. And it's going to be stolen and then stolen right back by Valley Falls. Jason has gone to the bench and they've got William Elias in the game for the first time tonight. 4:20 left. It's 43-25 Valley Falls. Driving in, Zach Evans, little bunny hop, little hook shot, two more points. Zach Evans with 14. And it's 45-25, back to a 20-point lead. On the other end, Manville, the driving shot, it's up and in and one. So Calvin gets his 11th point of the game. The foul is going to be the second tonight by Zach Evans and the first fourth quarter foul for Valley Falls. Calvin Manta with 11 and the free throw is 12. It is 45-28 and we are less than 4 minutes to play. And full court pressure by JCN forces a Valley Falls turnover on the upcourt pass. It goes out of bounds around midcourt, so right in front of the scorer's table, JCN is going to have Grady Noel putting it in play. They'll bring it into Ethan, back to Grady, out on top. That's going to be Carson McAfee. Manville will take it up on top, and JCN will work it down to Grady. He takes it baseline. Out on top, Ethan. He'll go three, a little bit short, and we've got some contact under the rim. Foul is going to be on JCN and our official. Makes his way over to the scorer's table. Let's see. Is it going to be Grady? Yeah. first foul of the night for Grady Noel. And it'll be the third JCN foul in the fourth quarter. Found the foul is going to go to the bench and bring Grant Meyer in. Grant has been, I think, and I try to keep track of these things, I believe he is the only non-starter to have played tonight for Valley Falls, and he has been in a very, very limited role. We're going to have a foul called against Jefferson County North, and it is going to be on William Elias, his first. Charger team foul four. 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. JCN is down right now by 17. They've trailed by as many as 21. Cervantes takes the inbound, drives down, has a shot to go out of bounds off his hand, and it's going to come back to Jefferson County North. 3:24 to go. The crowd not happy with the call. They thought a JCN player had touched it. And here's William, and he travels with the basketball, and it's going to go back the other way. 3:15 left. Kind of amused by the crowd because they're getting excited and like into every call as if it were a 2-point game with 3 minutes to go and not a 17-point game with 3 minutes to go. But up court pass underneath. There's Flint Seymour. No, but the follow pushed up and in by Grant Meyer. And every Valley Falls player has scored now. 47-28. Shot from the right side for the Chargers. No. Rebound underneath Ethan. No. Rebound on the floor. Valley. And we have a player who bonked his head on the ground, and we're going to stop play for a minute. The official's going to check on him. Let's see. They're going to say, okay. He says, he's okay. Seems okay. Don't know how thorough a diagnosis that we had. But we're going to call that good, and we're going to say that that bucket belongs to Grady. I'm going to get Grady one there. And it's 47-30. Here comes Valley Falls up court. 2.5 minutes left. The three from the top, no. And again, I don't think Coach Gadsmeyer wanted his freshman taking that long three in this kind of a circumstance. Here's a long three by JC, and I understand. It misses. Valley Falls up court, and the Chargers are going to steal it deep in the backcourt. JC and back up the floor. Valley Falls not being very patient. 13 footer is good for Ethan. And it is 47-32. And that's going to get Coach Gadsmeyer taking a timeout. Again, with the big lead, I think he is hoping his freshman point guard would be a little more patient than he has been. And Joseph, we're going to take a timeout while he discusses just that with his team. Taking a break. 2:07 left in it. It is Dragons 47, Chargers 32.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Be back with us here on CARE Radio. 2:07 to go in this guy's game. Oh, yeah, by the way, I guess I should also promote, Joseph, that you're not just going home right away. Okay, not at the end of this game. Oh, no. Got to stick around for the high school basketball scoreboard show, right? And JCN is going to steal the inbound, and McAfee falling down, puts a shot up and in. He's okay. Carson has a dozen. And it's 47-34 with a minute 48 to go. Now Valley Falls, again, wanting to take a little time off the clock, want to get a little patient. Jason is going to have to be a little more aggressive defensively. And now they've got three guys surrounding the ball handler. He's finally going to get rid of it. Now it's loose on the floor. Back over to the left side, saved by Zach Evans. And we're a minute and a half to play.
Out on top is Hayden Kearney. To Zach. Evans gets bumped, and there's going to be the Charger foul. And if you're JCN, what you got to do is just stay after the basketball and maybe continue to amp up your level of play until you find out where's the line where they're going to call that foul. And that was it, third foul of the game for Carson McAfee. And a first free throw is up and good for Zach Evans. So, again, tonight after this game, it's the high school basketball scoreboard show. You got Jake, you got Boz, a cast of several. It's the second free throw. No, rebound. Pulled out by Jefferson County North. 48-34 with a minute 15 to go. Shot up from the outside. It's going to be up and good. 48-36. And we're getting another timeout. We are. Chargers are going to take a timeout. Joseph, one more break. What do you say? We're down to a minute 11 to go in this one. It's now a 12-point game. Valley Falls 48, JCN 36.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
With a minute 11 to go in the ball game, it is Valley Falls putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. JCN is going to apply full court pressure. And here's a baseball pass all the way to the other end, and it is going to be batted away. Players on the floor. Ball picked up. JCN is going to have it. Here's Manville. Looks down to the baseline, slid a foot. There was a travel, no whistle. Ethan Knoll underneath the rim. Now his feet to the left side. Jump shot is up and too soft. And on the battle for the rebound, we have two, three players going to the floor. And a jump ball called with 58 seconds left. Action getting a little heated, a little furious down on the floor. Nothing violent, nothing bad, nobody going over the top, but they're out there hustling. 48-36, Chargers down a dozen. They've got the ball in play at the baseline. McAfee brings it in, driving into the lane. Little one-handed runner by Grady won't go down, and a rebound to Flint. Up court, it's going to come to Cervantes. He'll bring it into the forecourt and did exactly what coach wanted him to do now, bring it back out on top. But his pass is slapped away by JC and out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls ball at midcourt. And they'll bring it in to Hayden Kearney. 45 seconds left. Hayden getting bumped and defended up the floor. And here's a foul on Connor Kearns. Connor's picking up his second foul of the game. And the Chargers will have enough to send the Valley Falls to the line. They're over the number. They are beyond five. Free throw. Yep. And for Valley Falls, they have shot well tonight. They've just performed well tonight. That's Grant Meyer. And that's Grant's third point. The second one is also good. to 36. 3-point shot, no. Followed up and in. The follow shot by Connor Kearns, his fourth point. 50-38. And a ball stolen and up and in by Calvin. So Calvin steals the inbound, goes straight back up and in the course of about 3 seconds. JCN rolls in 4 points. And we're going to have another timeout taken with the coaches. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. With only 22 seconds remaining in the ballgame, the Jefferson County North has taken this thing back to a 10-point contest. They have trailed by as many as 21 tonight. So, to their credit, not just mailing in the fourth quarter of this game, but in fact battling back. And we got to look back on that third quarter where they were outscored 18-4 and say, wow, that's where this one got away. Raven basketball tomorrow on CARE. Noon and 2. You got to get up there. Only got another couple of chances to see him, and this is going to be senior day. Some great young people going to get recognized as seniors for the men and women's team. 50-40, and now we're going to get a foul called in the backcourt. And J.C. will put Valley Falls back at the free throw line. 20 seconds to go, and coming to the line again is going to be Hayden Kearney. Hayden's got 10 points tonight. He's 2 of 2 at the line. That is going to be Connor Kern's third foul this evening. Hayden's free throw, right in there. Valley Falls has been very good at the free throw line in this quarter. 7 of 8, and 8 of 9 now. Hard to get a lot better than that. 20 seconds left. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Valley Falls, and I'm not sure exactly what Coach is going to work on here, but leading by a dozen with 20 seconds to play. Valley Falls about to get his 12th win of the year. And now they will be, 12-6? JCN will be 12-7. I'm not really sure what next week holds for those two teams, but as it goes to the sub-state and the seeding in that JCN sub-state, that's just a big one for them tonight. Big win. Chargers are going to bring it in, and Carson McAfee will bring it up the floor. 18 seconds, 17. Comes at the top of the key, cuts into the lane, dumps it over to the left side with a running layup. It's going to be up and good for Ethan. Ethan Knoll gets the bucket. McAfee gets the assist. And on the upcourt play, we're going to have a reach. And Grady Knoll picking up his second foul. And again, they're going to put Valley Falls on the line. But now we're down to 8 seconds left. It is 52-42. And again, coming to the free throw line, Hayden Kearney, who is 4 for 4. And that one does not quite go. One more shot coming up for Hayden. He's got a dozen points tonight. This one, yes. 13 for Hayden to match his number tonight, and it's 53-42. McAfee sidesteps his defender, and they're going to say he travels with it. And Valley Falls is going to be putting it in play for the backcourt with 3 seconds left. And the Valley Falls fans, they have not moved an inch. They have stayed here tonight. This comes in, and that's it. Final score this evening. Valley Falls 53, Jefferson County North 42. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Crowd beginning to file out of the Valley Falls Gymnasium here tonight as the Dragons in game 2 trailed by 1 at halftime but outscored Jefferson County North 18-4 in the third quarter, went on to a 53-42 win. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for JCN, leading the Chargers, leading all scorers tonight, it was Calvin Manville with 16. Carson McAfee had 12 tonight. Ethan Noel, 8. For this evening, for Connor Kearns and Grady Noel with 2. For Valley Falls, your Union State Bank player of the game tonight is going to be Zach Evans. Zach had a great game tonight. He had 15 points scoring in every quarter tonight. 13 tonight. Right behind him was Hayden Kearney, and 11 is their 3 double figure scores for Valley Falls. 11 for Colin Kearney. Flint Seymour had 8 for tonight for Damian Cervantes, and the other 3 belonged to Grant Meyer. And again, Valley Falls advances to 12-6 on the season. JCN goes to 12-7. Game 1 tonight, it was JCN winning it 52-43. Tomorrow, Benedictine here on CARE. Noon tip-off for the ladies' game and the guys at 2 o'clock. BC Senior Day hosting Mount Mercy. Got to thank you for having joined us here tonight. Till we greet you tomorrow. For our man Joseph in the CARE Studios, who's sticking around for the high school basketball scoreboard show coming up next. Tom Counts here in Valley Falls. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.